grass, ganja, joint, doobie, do, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, nigga. Marijuana love.
Indeed it is. Indeed it is. And what a day it was. Yes, was it yesterday? I was watching Parliament TV. No, day before.
Day before.
And there was old mate. I actually tuned in when Bridges was... I can't watch him, eh? I feel sad for anybody that votes blue. Because look what you kind of have to... watch talk. It's real hard to watch him talk. Wasn't fun at all. I switched off. Watched about 4 minutes of him having a chat about some stuff about what if this happened and what if that happened. But why don't you give us a skinny on what happened, Chris?
Why don't I? good to hear from you too. And let's see. So what happened? So not yesterday. It seems so long ago. Or not so long. Wednesday. Tuesday. What day are we?
Thursday
was the historic day. God, where am I? I'm kind of all over the place because I've been dealing with a flood down at the shop that happened at the same time.
Oh, wow.
As this law was being passed, it's like highs and lows. And Tuesday, down in Parliament, they did the third reading of the Medicinal Cannabis Bill. And this is truly historic because it's the first substantial repeal of any kind of part of prohibition or the war on drugs in general. And certainly in terms of cannabis law reform, it's the biggest thing that's ever been achieved here. And it really does let us catch up with the rest of the world. It puts a time limit on it. They've got to get it all happening in a year. And of course, the worry was this was going to really drag out. And so they've put this thing actually in the law that it will be done in a year. And that means, of course, they're going to have to empower all the officials and everyone to make that happen. So, you know, they're going to have to make budget available and resourcing available because they've got this year that they have to have it done or they'll be in breach of the law, right? So you know, I don't think that's an empty promise at all because it's in the law. It's not just being said, it's in the law. And then in terms of what that does, so what you have right now is it's created a legal defence for people undergoing what they call palliation. And that's like a condition that ultimately would result in death, but there's no kind of time limit on that. It could be a long and degenerative one. The estimate is it's probably about 25,000 people a year that will be covered by that. It could be a lot more.
Okay.
It was 6,000 a year under the definition of terminal, so they have broadened it. As Louisa Wall, the chair of the Health Select Committee, she said in Parliament, actually a lot of people with chronic pain could qualify under that palliation.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it could
yeah.
actually be a huge amount of more people.
She had a text asking that, so yeah.
Well, that's the thing. It's a defence that can be used in court if you were charged. So it's not that they've taken out, and of course this is just the what's happening right now. When the scheme comes into place in 12 months, everyone is covered, right? Whatever reason you use it for, you better go to a doctor and get a prescription. If your doctor's into it, you get that prescription. You go into the pharmacy, get your product. Mm. You know, that happens in a year. That's not limited by condition. That's up to the medical professionals and you as a patient, and that's exactly how it should be.
All the self-medicating smokers out there, which are probably more than what you think. Like, I actually sort of had to step back and go, shit, I self-medicate a little while back, and I was like...
reason it is, the key is that it's not the politicians coming up with a list and going, this is what we think you should have it, because they're not experts, and so they've recognised that, and they're just saying, well, that's up to the doctor. And in the meantime, so that's a year away, in the meantime, for people who are dying or have a condition that will result in that, palliation, they get this legal defence. Now, even though they're still technically committing an offence, and this is a legal defence you can use if you're charged in court, we're not expecting the police to go rushing out charging any of them. That hasn't really happened at all since... Helen Kelly 3 years ago. So in terms of them going after patients, you might maybe the odd case here and there, but they've definitely heeded the mood of the public. And of course, that's the other big news of the day. Just before, I can see you're champing at the bit, it really fits with what the government has then announced 2 days later. So yesterday they were due to follow up the medical cannabis bill with voting on the psychoactive substances amendment, where Simone Brown was saying 7-year penalty. And everyone's like, Jesus, I mean, you know, harsher penalties will not fix the situation. And New Zealand First were saying, oh, we'll only vote for it if you go even harder, 14 years. which is just
New Zealand first, though.
Yeah, yeah. So, but anyway, what they've done is instead of that, they've done a, just announced today a new package of reforms where they're gonna, on the one hand, have this new procedure where new synthetics that emerged, they'll be able to very quickly make them Class A, and that's actually, you know, life imprisonment. That's actually even more like whoa. But on the other hand, they're putting this thing into the Misuse of Drugs Act, and we're not quite sure how long this will take them to get it in. But it says that well, there'll be this presumption against arrest will actually be built into the Misuse of Drugs Act.
And that's a more of like a rehabilitation aspect. Like if people are misusing the drugs, it's because they've got an issue that's beyond them being just a random criminal. They've gone too deep in a situation and they need help.
It's for possession and use of all drugs, and it's going to say that a therapeutic approach is their way of describing like some sort of rehab or education. And that, in Portugal, that's like 1 hour at the community centre.
Because studies show like once people get a taste of the system, you kind of get trapped in it, don't you? So it's best to try to keep people out of prisons, because once you get in there,
it's a downward sitch.
Absolutely, and even the police recognise that. And that's part of this whole package of reforms that they're doing in the justice system to keep people out of prisons. And the drug laws have been recognised as being part of that.
How close is this to like full decriminalisation of drugs?
Well, they've been very careful to say it isn't. And this whole decrim by stealth, and they're like, no. And it's not, because the offence will still be there. But it sends a very clear message to the police, because it will be in the law, that there's this presumption that an arrest is like the last resort rather than the first response. And when you think about it, they are not health professionals. They don't have qualifications in addiction or anything like that. And so they're not even trained to identify people with problems, let alone, you know, so it really should be the last resort in terms of this heavy-handed response of arresting people. And, you know, they kind of... You know, the message that we hear a lot from police is they really want that clarity so that they can get on with the serious stuff.
They're just doing their job, aren't they? I mean,
they feel they have to.
I feel they have to waste their time. It'll be an interesting learning curve to see where this goes.
Yeah, well, we were even contacted by a customs officer last week that was saying that, you know, that they have this whole waste of time that they have to do, that they're chasing around all these interceptions of seeds and a bong or something that someone's buying online.
Right.
And the amount of casework, this is what this officer's telling us, the amount of casework they have to then put in to this crappy charge, or even just writing up someone that then gets let go over seeds that they ordered off the internet, or like I say, a pipe or something. It's the same amount of work involved as when they're doing a meth importing charge.
It's crazy. Yeah. And meanwhile, there's just bags of miscellaneous white shit just coming into the country, you know. Mm. Oh, Rob Bollocks is here.
Yeah, I just, being a chronic pain sufferer myself, like that person that texted, from what you're saying is then I've got to wait about a year and then I should be able to go to the doctor's.
Well, there's a couple of things that are happening right now. So one is that it's changed the definition of CBD. So if you find that CBD, which is the non-psychoactive component of cannabis, if you find that that's helpful, well, that definition just changed, and well, it will when the Governor General signs a bit of paper in the next couple of days, maybe next week, and then, you know, products will start to appear that there'll be a bit more variety in CBD products, because it's opened it up a little bit. It hasn't made a massive change the way that they've done it, but it has made a bit of a change. So
I'd like to.
So the CBD, that's one.
Yeah.
Then the second is if you have a condition that would qualify you as this palliation, then you have this legal defence. And that doesn't even have to be done in advance. It's sensible to go to your doctor or a nurse, is what it says, and get them to write a letter saying, yep, they're undergoing palliation. But actually, you can do it in hindsight. Like if you happen, worst case scenario, you get charged, you can get all your affairs in order with your support from medical professionals.
I've actually spoken to my
And then in court, you would then have that defence and you'd win the charge. You know?
Thank you. And on behalf of everybody, I'd really like to thank you for everything you've done.
Huge team effort, I've got to say. Massive team effort.
You're the geezer at the top of it all, the sharp, pointy bit.
Well, off to the side, perhaps. You know, gentle prodding.
But thanks, man.
Thank you.
It's going to help so many people.
True.
And I'm almost filling up now. I'm not really.
Well, it is. It is an emotional moment because there's been so much happen, you know, and people have literally died waiting for this.
Yeah.
And that was one of those moments in Parliament. And actually, a few MPs did note that, and I note that it was only, it was Chloe and Louisa Wall and Dr. Anyway, I've lost. But anyway, It was very good that they actually noted, you know, the struggle and how difficult it was for a lot of patients to come before that committee and to be involved in the campaign. That they're vulnerable people, but they're also got a lot of hardships and difficulties. And it was a huge amount of, you know, it was a big thing that what people did.
Cool, bro. Right on, actually. Should we wrap up on that one and come back next week for sort of a year's worth of the
if you can remember
timeline?
Oh, I forget, man.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.